Facility characteristics, capacity, and infrastructure. Facility characteristics, capacity, and infrastructure refer to issues related to access and availability of care, including location, hours of operation, physical resources, how things are designed, the artwork that's in the offices, the images that are seen, and the magazines that are in the waiting room. These should all be reflective of the population you're serving. An organization seeking to become culturally competent can address the needs of different cultures by developing service models that can be adapted to culturally specific needs. Again, partnering with consumers, especially through formal procedures such as a governing board or advisory council, is an excellent way to gain input that can guide these programmatic decisions. Another option is to do a cultural walkthrough. If you have a consumer advisory committee, family advisory group, or perhaps someone who has accessed services that's no longer seeking those services, a culture walkthrough with that individual would be a good idea. During the walkthrough, you'd have them point out how they see the signage, the design, how welcome they feel, the faces that they see as they're encountered, and how difficult it is to find their way. These can all be very important in helping the organization and its actual infrastructure to become culturally competent.